Hello, everybody. Hi, this is Tom with the Ramble Redhead Audio Boo. Today is March 27th. It's 3:50 p.m. And I thought I would record a little audio boo for you. And I know I have a much smaller audience here with Audio Boo than I do with the podcast, but I don't know. I just thought it was really interesting that as I'm listening to a lot of podcasts, because as you many know, I'm way, way, way behind on, and I listen about maybe 60, 70 podcasts, and I get behind, and then when there's daily shows, I get way behind, and so I try to keep up with those, and then the weekly or bi-weekly or whatever, I try to catch those up when I can. And but one of the things I've really found interesting is that during this last few months, I've been finding out a lot of podcasters, for whatever the reason, have been going through, whether it be issues at home or issues at work or issue with friends or and then what happens is that if those things happen, then it causes a reaction with their show and whether they're not posting, or they get frustrated or they get tired from whatever the other thing is, and then they don't have time for the podcast, you know, whatever it might be. And I think part of the reason why we all get there, because I have to say that if you looked at my number of shows that I posted, like in November I did the 30, and I did a few in December, a few in January, and I didn't do very many in February, and then I posted a few this month. So the thing is that I think part of the problem is that, especially if you're a listener of podcasts, and the other key thing is I really think that if you can take a moment to make a phone call or send an email or to make a comment on the website or tweet to the person or whatever it is, but do some kind of communication with the podcast that you like. Because if you really enjoy them, because like I said, we all have our moments, we all have our up days, we all have our bad days, but what kind of got me getting back into it, and I have to say, is that some of my listeners had actually wrote to me and emailed me and sent me tweets and stuff and said, hey, are you okay? What's going on? We don't want you to pod fade, and we want you to post some shows. And so I did, and then because I got the feedback, I was able to, you know, kind of get, you know, motivated again, and I, you know, started to post some more shows. So I just thought I would do a little audio boo just to remind people, because I know I'm guilty of it myself. And so today, as I was listening to shows, like I was listening to Nessa, and I had texted her and I said, hey, I just want you to know that I really do appreciate, you know, what you do and that you're a great person, and you know, just to kind of reinforce what we all feel, but sometimes we just let life get in the way and we just don't communicate. So I would definitely, you know, encourage all of you to do that. And I just think it's one way just to simply pay back for the people that are taking the time to put shows out. And if you do enjoy them, because it does take time, and especially, you know, a lot of times on the group shows, like it's one person that does most of the editing, the posting, and putting the stuff on the website. And so a lot of times that does take time. And, you know, especially if there's a lot of, you know, like what Vera does, you know, she's got, and Toppy Smelly, and you know, they put a lot of effort into making the shows. So if you really do enjoy it, it's just like, this is like your PBS moment. If you really do enjoy it, then you have to let them know. And you don't have to give them money, but I just want to say that a comment, a phone call, a tweet can really make a person's day. And I know that it did for me. And I just wanted to let you all know. And just one final thing, I just want to let you know that if you are a listener of my show, and you haven't done it yet, if you could please leave an iTunes review, because I do have a contest going on that I'm going to give away a whole bunch of things, but the number one prize that's going to be given away is going to be worth over $100, and all you have to do is either revise an iTunes review that you've done, or write a new iTunes review, and then if you revised it, if you could send me a quick email at rambleredhead@gmail.com to let me know, because sometimes it does automatically update it with anything new that you post, but sometimes it might take a day or two. And I just wanted to say that basically anything that's reviewed that's been revised or rewritten in the month of March and beyond will be eligible. So that's what I'm trying to do there. So if you'd like to be in the contest, and definitely it's going to be worth a lot of money, and we're going to be giving away DVDs and books and that $100 item. So it's definitely worth your few moments to do that. So I'm going to go talk to you later. RambleRandhead.com.